Thank you, Gabriel. As always, what a wonderful start to tonight's sessions. We are truly grateful. So now, let's discuss our use of the dedicated Facebook page that has been set up just for the use of this group. First, let's address the postings that a lot of you have put up on the site. Most of the information shared is very useful and very interesting. So that's something that should obviously continue. But the main reason for this private site is to communicate with the rest of the group what is going on with each other. We would like you to share what is happening with you as you work through the process and run into issues or have made a breakthrough. Then we'd like to share your ideas as to how you could help each other in this important journey. This site is meant to be interactive and needs to be used by everyone in the group to assist in helping the group reach its full potential. Now, our guides have made it very clear that they would like this group to become very interdependent on each other. But, of course, we need to have everyone join in, not just a few. So I know that sometimes people are a little concerned about making a comment or even on some of these calls speaking up, but we need you to do that and jump on board and don't be afraid. Now, let's just move on to a little short review of our last session. Now, first, Gabriel mentioned that we can always return to the crucible that we created at the conference and can then draw from these beautiful energies that were created. He also mentioned that we need to recognize the element of love that is far beyond any emotion. Next, Metatron made us aware, as we meet in this crucible, that we are gathering in the overlining expression of the ninth chakra. Next, Metatron made us aware that as we are going to go forth past the ninth chakra, that he wanted to discuss the Lion's Gate, that this year is super important because of the work we did at the conference to open the gate to the Styrian Stargate. Now, with a solar eclipse on August the 31st, we are now able to communicate. 21st. We are now able to communicate with the Syrian Archangelic League. Many of us used the Syrian Stargate as well as the Pleiadian and Arcturian Stargates to embody on Earth. Metatron then introduced us to a noteworthy member of the Syrian Archangelic League known as Enrata. Now, Enrata stated that now is the time that they have chosen to develop a closer relationship with us. They feel we are ready. He told us that we play a significant role in connecting with the beings of the Andromeda Galaxy so that they can project a more viable template of the lost Christed images. He also informed us that the Palladian Consortium created the original blueprint of the human body with 12 strands of DNA to resonate with the 12-dimensional frequencies of Earth. It was also explained how during the Great Fall that our central sun and Earth were thrown out of their normal orbit, and our sun, then known as Alcyon. Now, there is another star sun that is part of the Sirian star system, and it contains the pure Christed consciousness at the vast spirit level. Enrata then guided us in a meditation to set an energetic template for humans in a body to continually draw from. This was created from the unity crucible that we created at the conference. Now, this holographic sphere was filled with Christed light, and many beings from the cosmic realms of source energy were there, as well as ourselves, the collective consciousness of all three stargates, the inner earth communities, the vast angelic realm, the master realm, the lords of light, and the Elohim. The Sirian star system and our beautiful planet Earth are now conjoined. The Pleiadian star gate holds the Christed expression for the physical level, and the Sirian Stargate holds that vaster Christ consciousness related to spirit. He explained that many beings in Arcturus are hybrid beings, part angelic, part human, part Sirian, part Pleiadian. As we continue to receive knowledge and more refined energetic life, we'll be able to model a more complete Christed image for humanity on Earth. Now, these developments will not happen as quickly as you might desire, but by staying in a receptive mode, you will not desire any acceleration that does not coherently represent Christ consciousness in its perfection. All I can say, that was one of the most amazing communications that we have had in quite a while. It was, to me, quite phenomenal. Now, next, we will be hearing from Metatron. He will be discussing ways in which we can work better as a group consciousness. He will help prepare us to be able to better communicate with a group for the benefit of our group members. So please take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Metatron.